Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home today.
That's a little SRV, ladies and gentlemen. Little Stevie Ray Vaughan, the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan, bringing us back. Little Texas blues there. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm wrapping up my visit to Washington, D.C., our broadcast, our live broadcast here from our nation's capital, celebrating America's Small Business Summit, working with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the Latino Coalition. I'll be delivering the keynote at the closing luncheon later today, and I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to working with our good friend Giovanni Cortolo, our good buddy, who joins us on the show a lot. He's going to be there, and he's going to be hosting that event, so I'm looking forward to working with all those guys. So thanks for hanging out with me this week as I've been broadcasting from Washington, D.C. We're having a great visit with our good friend Debbie Meyer. DebbieMeyer.com is the website. She is the celebrity that you see on HSN all the time. In fact, this weekend it's going to be all Debbie all the time on HSN, talking about her green boxes and her new sponge, her new magic sponge, right? Is that right? Magic
right?
Sponge?
My Debbie Meyer Genius Sponge.
The Genius Sponge.
Genius.
I thought you were going to name it after me.
I already have. I thought I did.
And so, folks, check that out. And Debbie's a great role model for all of us. And the success that she's had as an entrepreneur, scaling her inventions into a great, you know, basically a little cottage industry that she's got going on there. Your bags are your products are sold around the world, aren't they?
Well, my green bags now have sold over a billion Debbie Meyer green bags.
Over a billion across the galaxy. How about that?
Yeah, how's that?
Yeah, that's great. That's a lot of potato salad, isn't it?
Well, it's one of those things where you don't stop. Once you're on a roll, you really want to keep going. And I believe in Winston Churchill said, never, never, never give up, no matter what's going
That's
on.
That's right. But you're also having fun, aren't you?
It's the hardest fun I've ever had.
Yeah.
It's hard work, but boy, it's rewarding when your name is on something, as you know. It becomes so near and dear to your heart that you don't want to, you know, forget the forest for the trees here. But still, it's wonderful fun, and it's. I feel very blessed.
Right. Well, I certainly can understand, and it sure makes you want to get up and go to work every day. So, all right, talk to us about your thoughts on how to get a little more civility back into the marketplace.
You know, I think everyone very much, when they're dealing with other people, need to calm down. Not everyone is your enemy. You don't need to have a fight with everyone about everything. You'll be more noticed for being the person who is civil than you will be for aggressive. You don't want to be, you know, when you hang up the phone or when you get that last email, you don't want to be the one that they turn around and go, oh my God, am I glad that person finished. You know,
right.
The stress levels are high enough. We do enough. We do a lot of work. We have to deal with a lot of things. That doesn't mean that you start lashing out at people. When you want something, know what you want, state it clearly, and make sure you're stating it to the right person, the person who can make the decision, or at least get someone who will help you guide you to the right person. Or the right department, or whatever it is. And if you're the person delivering the message, do so with dignity. You know, your customer is not your enemy. The person who has maybe an issue, maybe it's not that big an issue. Maybe you just want to be acknowledged. Just, I think we need, when you drive
Can I throw something in here, Debbie?
One of the things that I'd
like to point out, because I've been experiencing some of this lately. If you want people to be more civil to you when you're delivering your products and services, mm-hmm. make sure that you're doing the best job you can.
Absolutely.
Because, Debbie, I've had a lot of failures of service delivery for myself. I got pretty good command of the King's English. I'm pretty specific about what I want. So what I'm saying is one way to engender a little more civility is to make sure you do the job you're supposed to do.
Exactly. Absolutely. You're 100%
right. That's one thing. Do if you do your job, people won't fuss at you as much. That's one thing to think about. It works as you said in the beginning of our visit, Debbie. There's two sides of the desk, aren't there?
That's right. My mother used to say it takes as much effort to get it wrong as it does to get it right.
That's exactly right. Hey, Debbie, thanks for being here. Good job today. Have a great time on HSN this weekend.
I will. Thank you. And all the best and happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you, Debbie. I appreciate that. Debbie Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. She'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.